The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, 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 it's Monday, and as promised, we're going to give some dedicated time to the Rawsome Raid. Later in the show, we're going to have Mark McAfee on. He's there at Ground Zero. We're going to learn and understand more about what happened in California last week when those, I'm sorry, I have to use the term, jacked boot thugs stormed a small food co-op in California. First hour of the show, we're going to have my friend Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance to talk about the overreaching tactics of the American government today when it comes to this sort of stuff. You know, crushing the small family farm seems to be their desire. We're going to talk about that more. Someone posted on my Facebook that I'm getting political. You cannot talk about food today without talking about politics because the government has injected themselves into this scenario by controlling food and access to healthy food. How you doing, Judith?
Good morning, Carl. I'm doing fine.
Yes.
I think I'm getting political. I think people need to distinguish between being partisan and being political.
I like that.
I completely agree. We don't want to get partisan. It's not about Democrats or Republicans, but it is about who makes the rules, how the rules are made, and how the rules are applied. And that's about the government, and it's about politics.
And for those of you who are in the Texas area or can drive to San Antonio, Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance is having their fifth annual Farm and Food Leadership Conference. Get involved. You know, Judith and I were talking before the show about my notion about starting a political action committee to actually mobilize the political will of the people as it relates to access to healthy food. And I tend to be a hyper-optimist, and Judith, being a farmer and an attorney, tends to be a realist. And she said, you know, I just don't think there's that many people out there who will get behind, as many people as I think are out there that will get behind this. If you have an opinion, if you eat food and you are frustrated about not having access to healthy food, you must commune with others like you. If you're in the Texas area and can drive to San Antonio September 12th and 13th, go to the Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance Food Leadership Conference and participate. Get involved. Don't just stand on the sidelines and complain. You're doing nothing for the cause then. And that's really the problem, isn't it, Judith? I mean, we have millions of people out there who are frustrated, but no one does a damn thing.
Well, and part of it is, I mean, there are so many reasons people don't do things. And there are a lot of different reasons. A lot of it is splits in opinion. Well, I don't agree with so-and-so on this, and therefore we're not going to work together on that. You know, there's all sorts of excuses. One of the common excuses, and it is legitimate, is people don't know how to take action. I'm upset, but what do I do? And that is one of the main points of our conference. It's one of the things we've done for the last 4 years with this conference, is we actually have talks, and part of almost every talk is, what can you do about it?
But you know what? I gotta slightly disagree with you, and I have to tell you that I'm disappointed about what I'm about to say.
Okay, go for it.
I have an audience of zealots. I would say that my audience is made up of zealots. They train hard. They eat right. They follow ancestral diets. They go to extremes to get raw unpasteurized milk, grass-fed beef, and it's, many of them even eat raw food, raw meat, raw chicken. I mean, we're talking about a very narrow niche of society that cares so much that they live this extreme lifestyle. Yet, when we had Dr. Michael Smith on from Life Extension Foundation and talked about this new fight that's going on Capitol Hill so that food manufacturers and supplement companies can point at science and openly talk about science to support this notion. This all came about because of Diamond Walnuts not being able to say they're heart healthy, yet Frito-Lays can say they're heart healthy because they have corn in it. And you know, it's like the government is trying to squelch anyone in the food industry from saying food is healthy because they want to treat it as an unclassified drug. And so we asked people to go and take literally 1 minute out of their day to go to lef.org/LAC, click the link, put your zip code in. It would amend your representative, and then just enter your name, address, information, and hit send. We're talking about 1 minute. Very few people did it to this day. Very few people did it. That frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah. And those are the things that I try, frankly, to ignore because I'd get so demoralized I'd stop doing this work. And that has to change. And because the power we've got is in people taking action.
Yes.
And I am willing to accept when people come to me, and I have had people come to me and simply say, but I don't know what to do. I feel like if I write, it doesn't do anything. I feel like when I send an email, it doesn't do anything. You know, if I knew that what I was going to do would make a difference, I'd do something. And that is where I tend to focus, because for me, that's at least, there's a possibility for making change. If we can give people the tools so that they feel empowered and they do things, this is where I become the wild-eyed optimist. I'm hoping that if I give people the tools, they'll use them.
Right. Right.
But this is the optimist in me.
But I know, I guess what you need to say to people, and I'm saying you, Judith McGeary, you need to tell people that these things do work. I guess the notion, government likes to keep us disenfranchised and disconnected unless it's a political year, election year. Other than that, they keep people confused and in a quandary. They make you feel like you don't have any effect on the process. But we really do, don't we? Look at numbers.org, this organization that fought against amnesty for illegal aliens. They won. They had millions of people go to that website and initiate a fax campaign that inundated the White House and Washington, D.C. so completely that it tied up phone lines for days and weeks. And guess what? Politicians said to themselves, wow, that's a lot of voting people who are talking to us. We better pay attention. So it does work, doesn't it?
It does. And I think also one of the keys to understand, and because I think all too often people have been involved in an effort that didn't work, and therefore they get upset. And so they go, well, I know that one worked, but what about mine?
Right.
There's a relationship between the number of people involved and how committed and how much energy they put in. So if you're on an issue where you literally can get millions of people to send a fax or to hit that button for email, sheer numbers, each person spending 30 seconds, works. If you've got fewer numbers, honestly, it takes a little more effort.
Right.
But you can also still have an impact. So what it means, because the politicians pay attention to how much you care, because it's what you're just saying, how many votes are there?
Right.
And so, for instance, even if I'm only one person, but I put a lot of effort into this, they're going to know it's not just my vote. It's my family's vote and my neighbor's vote and my community's vote, because I'm going to be out there talking to everybody and changing everyone's opinion.
Right.
So, you know, if you're in a situation where you don't think you've got those numbers, and often on the food issues we don't have the sort of numbers they had on immigration, pick up the phone and call and talk to the staff. Take maybe 2 or 3 minutes. Still not a huge time commitment, but it makes a more of an impact. If you've got an issue and you feel like you're a lone ranger on it, but you're somehow fighting it, go in and have an in-person meeting. Take half an hour, you know. And, dude, let me tell you, that has as much impact as thousands of one-minute fasts.
How easy is it to have a sit-down meeting with, let's say, someone like Rand? I got to tell you the truth. I think the only politicians that I would ever let on this show, Rand Paul and Ron Paul. I love them. I mean, these guys, I mean, they walk the walk, and I just feel like they really are trying to change things. But with that being said, how do I get in to see Rand Paul? How does Carl Lenore get in to see Rand Paul?
Well, Carl Lenore, the radio host, may have a shot at getting in with Rand Paul. But the key for most people is go to your representative, your senator. So, you know, John Smith from Texas probably doesn't have much chance of getting into Rand Paul. That's not the point. John Smith from Texas needs to get in with his congressman and Kay Bailey Hutchison and Cornyn, and he needs to have the meetings with them.
Right.
And as a constituent, it's not that hard to set up a meeting. You may end up, particularly once you get to the level of U.S. Senate, okay, you may end up meeting the staff rather than the senator.
Right.
But that still has a very important impact.
Really, really.
It absolutely makes an impact.
I contacted Rand Paul's office because I live in Kentucky. And so
you've got a double advantage.
Yeah.
There.
And so I got an email back, and they said, "Well, you know, what would you like to talk to him about?" So now I have to create a concise, brief, like summary of the things that I want to talk to about. Is that a mistake, or should I just go in and talk about one thing? I have three issues I want to talk to Rand Paul about. Should I talk about one at a time, visit him again and again, or should I try to get all three of them at one time?
Three is probably manageable for one meeting. I mean, it is, especially if you're meeting with him in person. Or you're meeting with, let's say, DC staff, you know, people who have incredibly tight schedules.
Right.
One meeting is your better shot than assuming you're going to get more.
Okay.
You know, you might pick out your two biggest.
Okay.
Because it is hard for them to process a lot of information because they're getting a ton of information.
Right, right.
So
right.
Focus in. But I'll tell you, I mean, let's bring it back even, let's take it away from this congressional level for a minute to something that's more manageable, I think, for some people. State legislators.
Okay.
I can tell you absolutely, I have seen an in-person meeting with a constituent turn a state legislator from, you know, I don't really know much about this issue, what the hell, you know, what's going on,
right,
to being a committed advocate for
really?
Our issue.
Really, really.
It, because the in-person meetings show them you really care. I mean, this matters to you. You know, you took the time to schedule it. You took the time to prepare for it. You took the time to come meet with them. You put a face to it. You put a reality to it, and it can make a massive difference.
Do you also have to be articulate? Do you have to be able to explain? You know, quite often in our situation, we're talking about food. There's a lot of backstory that has to be developed. We have to explain to these individuals, you know, why quote-unquote eating healthy is not eating healthy any longer when you're following the government's recommendations. So are they going to be opposed to hearing that story, or are they going to be fertile ground, and will they listen?
The key is to pick highlights of it. They don't want to hear a two-hour seminar on it. They, okay. You know, that you'll lose them if you try that one.
Right, right.
If you can come in with a couple of key pieces, if you can come in, you know, with a personal anecdote of what changing your diet meant for you.
Right.
And explain it in a few minutes. I mean, just sort of give the, you know, I give the personal anecdote about my husband and the way that he went from basically being a walking heart attack waiting to happen based on his, you know, cholesterol levels and triglycerides to having wonderful test results and wonderful health.
Right.
You know, it takes 2 or 3 minutes, and you know, you can give them the sense of it. Don't worry about teaching them all the technical details. If they want to know, they'll ask.
Yeah, and that's a good sign. If they start asking questions, you got them. Judith, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about how the government gets away with these type of overreaching, like what happened at Ross. And we're talking with Judith McGeary today. You can go to her website, farmandranchfreedom.org. And if you're in the San Antonio area, if you're in Texas, if you're in a state neighboring Texas, drive in to the 5th Annual Farm and Food Leadership Conference, which will be occurring September 12th and 13th, and get involved. Get involved with the people who are involved already. We'll be right back. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
Branched-chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, Power Blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with Power Blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Reminding everybody that Orbit Nutrition has daily deals. Go to orbitnutrition.com today and check out their daily deals. They change daily. That's why they call them daily deals. So check back often. My guest this hour is Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. You know, Judith, the way the local authorities went into Rawson seems to be an abuse of power. We were talking about this on Friday's show. The Department of Agriculture protected Cargill with this ground turkey outbreak where there was one known death. There was nobody kicking in the door of Cargill. No one with flak jackets on, running in with automatic weapons, throwing employees down on the ground, tossing meat on the floor and stepping on it so it couldn't be sold. Why does the government choose to treat a small group like this Venice Beach food co-op this way? What happened?
I don't know the details specifically on Raw Summit. I can't wait to hear what Mark, has to report.
Yeah,
back
later in
on
the
it.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is actually the key word in what you just said is small group. I mean, the reality is that the enforcement authorities don't want to take on the big guys. And there are a lot of reasons for that. One is a lot of the agency officials are looking to get jobs with the big guys, or they came out of jobs from the big guys. I mean, it's a revolving door. These are their buddies, and these are the buddies who pay well. And so, there's a lot of disincentive. That's outright corruption. Let's call it what
yes,
it is.
Yes, but we know government and the judicial system are corrupt, so that's no mystery. So, okay.
The other part is, and even the ones who are well-intentioned, here's the problem. If you take on a Cargill or a Tyson or a Monsanto, then you are going to be facing an incredibly well-funded, aggressive opponent who will fight you every step of the way, and you're very likely to lose, and you're going to spend a lot of money and a lot of effort and be raked over the coals while you're trying to do it.
So what you're saying is this government, this American government that my grandparents came from Italy, my father fought in the war, this government that has touted itself as a protector of the underdog, as a protector of the weak, and that it would oppose even the strongest powers, has flip-flopped into one that only attacks the weak and avoids the strong powers because it doesn't want to fight.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, it's the truth. This government is a sham today. It's not even a shadow of what this country started out as. And I know corruption has been around forever, but this government today is the worst. And I don't mean, I'm not saying the current administration. I mean all of them. Every single politician out there. They all want to be rock stars. That's all they want to be now.
Now, wait a second. I'm going to argue with you here.
Okay.
It goes back somewhat to what I said about, you know, it's not partisan, so you're right. It's not this administration versus others. But it's not also not all of them. There are people, and the problem is finding those people and giving them the ammunition they need to help fight back for our side. You know, there are people, whether they're legislators, there are even, you know, some people within agencies who are good folks, who are trying to do a good job. They often don't have knowledge. They often don't have power. So there are a lot of people who are, you know, who are corrupt. There are a lot of people who are very much in the pockets of big industry. I am absolutely not an idealist.
Right.
But it's not all. And it's
but
not
you know,
fair
but you know what,
to say
you know
everyone
what? Yeah,
in the government
you're right.
Like
you're
that.
Right. And I agree. But you know why I do this? Because I learned this lesson from the civil rights movement. I am a child of the civil rights movement. I remember watching the story of Malcolm X. And I remember watching him on that pulpit saying that all white people were the devil. And I remember thinking to myself, why would he say that? I grew up in an all-black neighborhood. I am sympathetic for the plight of the of all the underdogs. Why would he say that? And then I realized, sometimes in order to get the pendulum to land in the middle, you got to push it all the way to the left. And that's why I say all. You know what? If I'm wrong, let those that are fair-minded and not corrupted come out and prove me wrong. I'll stand to be corrected. But as far as I'm concerned right now, from what I can see, from the little time that I've had spending with politicians thus far, I can't find any of them who do what they say they're going to do in their political campaigns. I think the truth in advertising laws that govern supplement companies and retailers should be held to political campaigns. If you say you're going to lower the deficit, if you say you're going to do this, you say you're going to do that, and by the end of your term you don't get it done, I say jail time for you. That's what truth in advertising is about.
I like that idea. I like even more another idea that I've seen around of basically that, you know, they don't get to vote themselves pay increases.
Yeah.
You don't get retirement pensions. You have to use the same health care we do. You know, I think there's a lot of reforms that are
needed. A lot of reform. You're absolutely right. But how does the government get away with this? I mean, isn't there a public outcry for what happens to small groups like Rossum when these things happen? I mean, these things happen all over the country. I know a little Mennonite farmer that they gave a heart attack to in northern Kentucky 6-7 years ago, Gary Oaks. They attacked him the same way. Guns drawn. I mean, you thought that he was a Colombian drug cartelist.
I think the key is there's starting to be more of an outcry, and that is the strength we've got, you know, and we've got to build on it. You know, unfortunately, 6 years ago, I will bet you anything there wasn't an outcry. They're starting to be, and we're starting to see people waking up and going, wait a second, this doesn't make sense, this is wrong. And, you know, there's a new documentary, Farmageddon, which does an incredible job of documenting this stuff. And again, the key, this goes back almost right back to where we started the conversation of the key is people getting involved. The key is people being outraged and then doing something about that outrage and supporting these producers and supporting these co-ops and joining the rallies that people like Mark are organizing and, you know, pushing for changes in the laws and pushing for the legislators to hold the agencies accountable. Because ultimately, for instance, you know, these agencies answer to elected officials. The agencies aren't elected, but the officials are.
Right.
So you go, you know, it's fine to, you know, call up somebody who's not elected and say, I think what you did was horrible. Odds are you're not going to make much of an impact.
Right.
You go to the legislators who control their budget, and you say, do you know what they're doing with our tax dollars? They're spending our tax dollars going after, you know, Rossum. They're spending our tax dollars going after Dan Algier in Pennsylvania.
Tell me about that. I didn't know about that. What was that about?
Oh, this was the one, Raw Milk on the Hill is the group that's formed around it. He's an Amish farmer in Pennsylvania, and it's legal to sell raw milk in Pennsylvania.
Right.
And it's not legal to sell raw milk in Maryland, so a lot of people from Maryland go to Pennsylvania to get their milk.
Right.
And FDA busted him for it.
Because
FDA busted, but he
wasn't driving the milk across state lines.
He was not driving the milk himself.
So how could they nail him for so in other words, if now he's responsible for other people breaking the law?
Well, you know, according to FDA, this is their line, you know, he knew, you know, he was selling it across state lines. He knew people were going to, you know, were then taking it back across state lines
right.
and distributing it.
Right.
So, but the point is this, I mean, we can get mad at FDA, and we should get mad at FDA. I mean, absolutely. But let's take that outrage and do something productive about it. Anybody who has a congressman on the Appropriations Committee, you know, should call their congressman and say, do you understand that FDA, while they're crying to you that they don't have the money to enforce food safety laws,
yeah, yeah.
did a year-long sting on an Amish farmer?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. That's the truth. That's the truth.
Those are
yeah.
the sorts of things we need. We need that action behind it, and we need it at the grassroots. We need it in the public eye, the rallies and the events and the public support, and we need it behind the scenes trying to actually make changes that will rein these agencies in and get them to stop doing this kind of outrageous behavior.
It's got to stop. It's you know what? It's atrocious behavior. It's a abuse of power, abuse of force. And more importantly, like someone said at the Rossum rally, we should be allowed to eat what we want. This government should not have any. Look, if they want to tell us we can't eat drink raw milk, or next they're going to probably tell us we can't eat raw sushi. I mean, whatever it is that they come to, and yet they take tax dollars from people who smoke cigarettes. Nothing more hypocritical. Nothing. All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com. Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage one releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage two is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to SuperHumanRadio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at SuperHumanRadio.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents. But rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ TMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
I trained today before coming into the studio, and guess what I'm drinking? Guess what I was just drinking during the break, Judith?
Raw milk.
Yes. Yes, I expect the jackboot thugs to be kicking in the studio door any moment now and ripping what was written about in the Bible. They didn't write about pasteurized milk in the Bible when they said the land of milk and honey. They didn't say, hey, it's the land of milk and pasteurized honey. They said the land of milk and honey, the way it came right out of the animal. That's how they drank it. For thousands of years, we survived and thrived. But now, because of what is it called? The PMO, pasteurized
milk ordinance.
Yeah. Now explain, just for those out there who don't understand what the pasteurized milk ordinance, it didn't arrive until 1924 after the distilleries almost killed, they did kill about 1,100 people, with what was known as the swill milk epidemic of the late 1900s. I'm sorry, 1800. Late 1800s.
The PMO, and I'm not the expert actually on the exact history of the PMO, but you know, with the swill dairies, there started to be this big push for pasteurization, but it actually didn't become, my understanding is, widespread in terms of mandatory pasteurization until the 40s and 50s, and I believe that's when the PMO came into being. The PMO is a federal document. It's basically a sample or model regulation for milk that bases it on the assumption that all milk should be pasteurized, and then also details everything that should be done in milk production, and states can adopt the PMO. And I think almost every state, if not every state, has adopted the PMO, but possibly, you know, with different 40, variations.
42 states have. I tried to find which haven't, but 42 states have adopted it, and the rest have not.
But for instance, also, I mean, so like the PMO itself completely bans raw milk. I mean, the PMO itself says all milk should be pasteurized. So, for instance, I know that Texas has adopted the PMO but didn't adopt that provision of it.
Right, which is provision 9, I believe, in it that speaks to the exact processing that must – there is some loosely worded information in there that says that the milk has to be either pasteurized, ultra-pasteurized, or processed a special way.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, in the state of California, which is – I can't wait to have Mark McAfee on. Because Mark owns Organic Pastures. They sell raw milk. In the state of California, it's legal to sell raw milk. It has to be considered market milk, which has to either be grade A or they have two other classifications, milk, and it has to meet certain standards. So they've created standards for raw milk, which I applaud. I'm baffled why Rossum got busted selling raw milk when raw milk is legal to sell in California.
Well, raw milk is legal for you to obtain a license and meet the license requirements and sell under that license. And Rossum wasn't selling licensed. I mean, that's the government's argument.
Okay. So, and we'll get to the bottom of that even more so with Mark. Tell me, have these things occurred in Texas? These abuses of power, these overzealous approaches to dealing with farmers?
So far, nothing nearly as dramatic as the Allier case or Rossum, but we're certainly seeing hints of it. I mean, it's nothing that, you know, it's quite as dramatic there. But for instance, FARFA, my organization, held a fundraiser on a Sunday afternoon, wonderful urban farm tour, all of the farmers, all of these local chefs and cooks donating their time, and wonderful, wonderful event. Sunday afternoon, the health department sends out an inspector to inspect a nonprofit fundraiser. They don't do that to anybody else.
What, they think there was any food there? I mean, what the hell?
Oh, yeah, we were serving food. We were serving local food. And it was everybody there was licensed. Everybody was, professional. I mean, everyone had commercial kitchens, all this. But they ended up busting us. Get this. One of the producers there has an alcohol license. They make an alcohol drink.
Right.
They have a commercial kitchen license, and they make everything in a commercial kitchen.
Right.
They brought, and they have a license to serve. You know.
Right.
They brought their stuff, the ingredients from the commercial kitchen, and were mixing the lemonade and the tequila on site.
Right.
they didn't have a special license to mix the lemonade and the tequila on site.
Right, because God forbid a gnat would get in it, you know, and kill somebody.
And, of course, the license would prevent that.
Right, yeah. Having the license would change the way they handle it entirely.
Of course, having the license, you're dealing with the people who are dealing with the regulations every day, all, you know. And they ended up writing us up for that and imposing a ticket on us.
How much?
So far, the amount hasn't been set. That's still in dispute. But
you know,
this is
ludicrous. You know, this is the same government that just was revealed that one of the drug cartels was giving information to our law enforcement here in the United States, so they were turning their back on their drugs coming into the United States.
Well,
yeah. This is the same government that does that, yet they'll go down and hassle a farmer. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And that's why I have to ask you this question. You know that I'm always thinking that there's more to this than meets the eye. Milk is either the fifth or sixth or seventh most subsidized food product in the United States by the American government. Does the American government see dairy farmers who are selling direct to their clients as a threat that, oh my God, you know, if everybody starts buying raw milk, we're going to be screwed because all the money we have invested in these commercial dairy farms?
Well, I think the people who see the threat and have convinced the government of that threat are the industrial dairy producers.
Right.
I mean, I don't think the U.S. went and found the threat. I think it comes from the dairy industry.
Right.
And there, you know, there were hearings on the whole issue of the, you know, monopolistic control that a very small handful of co-ops have over the dairy industry.
I mean, right.
There is not a free market. I don't care that when you walk in, you see 10 different labels. If you think there's a free market out there, you are fooling yourself, folks.
Right, right.
There is, you know, a handful of companies. Dairy Farmers of America controls a huge percentage. I don't have the number with me. But Dairy Farmers of America, a single company, they call themselves a co-op. Their company, you know, has huge control. And raw milk is a threat to them. The independent market is a threat to them, but for so many reasons. The first is we raise questions. When our farmers are out there saying our animals are in pasture and we take care because we have to meet standards without pasteurization, and so we have to have cleanliness standards, and, you know, our animals are treated humanely.
No hormones.
Well, the logical question, even if you don't go and drink that raw milk, and you're somebody else, but you hear it, and you have a friend who talks about it or something, is, well, then what am I buying?
Right. In fact,
what's going on here?
In fact, Elisa talked about on this last Casual Friday that Monsanto is suing a group of organic dairy farmers for saying that their milk is hormone-free. And the reason they're suing them, it's true, the organic dairy farmers are producing hormone-free milk, and this is pasteurized. But Monsanto doesn't like anyone pointing that out.
Exactly.
They don't want, you can't. So in other words, not only do they want to control the industry, but they want to restrict even the things that you can say about your own product that may position it better than theirs or make theirs look worse than yours, than yours.
Exactly.
I mean,
and they, you know, they even passed a law. At one point, they got a law passed in Ohio banning such labels. And luckily, an Ohio court overturned it.
Thank
and
God.
Said that there's a legitimate grounds for these labels. It's restriction of truthful free speech.
See, you know what's missing in that lawsuit? There should have been punitive charges placed against the large group that came out and wanted to squelch the label. They should have been financially penalized on top for wasting the court's time.
Now, wait a second, though. I understand your sentiment there, but let's stop and think about this. It was a law that was passed by the legislators. Do you really want courts going in and fining people or posing damages for supporting or opposing a law in the electoral process?
No, I guess not.
I understand your sentiment, but let's not go there.
Yeah, okay, I stand corrected. Okay, all right.
But what we do need is people being aware and paying attention and saying, not in my state.
Right.
Back off. You're not doing that in my state. I want to know, and I want my legislators to stand up for my right to know so that those laws don't get through in the first place.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about GMO in California. California is actually trying to do something very bold. They are trying to finally use the UPC code for GMO so that people can identify GMO produce, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay,
this is an exciting development.
Huge, huge exciting. And we have to talk about this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we will be talking more with Judith McGeary from Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Later in the show, Mark McAfee. We're going to get a report from Ground Zero about the Rawson incident. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power block, the world's best dumbbell.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. If you are going to be in the San Antone, as they say there, area, September 12th and 13th, you should go to the 5th Annual Farm and Food Leadership Conference and get involved. This is being put on by Farm and Ranch Freedom Alliance. Meet some wonderful people, learn, and then you can carry the message to those you know. Speaking of the message, we've talked about GMO on this show quite often, and we've had to abandon certain foods like sugar beets and corn and soy for a lot of reasons, but also because it's predominantly GMO now. You don't know what you're eating. The government had intended to allow the grocery industry to label foods the way they do organic or conventionally grown and GMO, but the big benefactors of GMO came out and said, hey, there's no need to do that. You're just going to cause a lot of unnecessary worry. People don't need to know about that. And, of course, the politician said, eh, you're right. Thanks for letting me use that jet to fly my family to Aruba last week. And so we don't know what's GMO and what's not. But lo and behold, the state of California is trying to change that. So tell me about this. What is actually going on in California, Judith?
So California, they're trying to get a ballot initiative, and so there are several steps in that process. The first step is they have to get enough signatures to even get it onto the ballot. And I'd strongly encourage folks, I think probably the group, one of the groups that's been very active in trying to help with that is Organic Consumers Association. They are doing some really good work trying to coordinate people, and because I think the number is something like 800,000 signatures are needed. They need a lot of signatures.
Do they all have to be from California?
For the ballot initiative, yes.
Yeah, okay.
So you know what matters, but there are ways people can help whether you're in California or not. You can, you know, most of us know someone in California. Most of us have networks of friends and contacts. You know, so there's, you know, you can do that whether you're in California or not, you can get involved. And assuming that it gets onto the ballot, then actually the real fight begins, because that is when Monsanto and the others are going to start running radio ads and TV and lots and lots and lots of TV ads talking about how this will destroy the food industry in California. What do you want to bet me, okay? I can write you the scripts for those TV shows.
Right.
For those TV spots.
Right. You know what? And, well, that's easy. The farmers need to say it's all BS.
But the farmers need a way to get their word out. So we are going to absolutely, I mean, people need to gear up. This is going to be the fight of the decade.
Because if we get this on.
If we win, it's huge.
Oh, because every state can follow then. Then every state can just do the same thing. You know, because
not just, okay, let's back up and talk reality. And I'm not saying anything the big industry doesn't know, but right. Let me, you know, for your listeners to realize this. It doesn't, yes, we'd love to see other states follow suit, but stop and think about it. If you are a major food manufacturer, if you are Kellogg's, and in order to sell in California, you have to have your products labeled GMO or non-GMO, do you think you're going to create two separate lines of products, one for California and one for the rest of the country?
You know what, Judith, as crazy as this may sound, they may, just because of the impact it'll have on the rest of the country, seeing that statement there that this is made with GMO corn.
They might, but there's going to be a huge amount of pressure not to, and it's going to cost them a ton if they do.
This is big. Anybody
this
in
is,
California
this
must
changer.
Get involved. They must get involved in this one here.
But it's national. This is a game changer for everyone nationally. And because if we just leave it to the Californians, it's, you know, I don't think they can win it on their own. Because here's the thing, the other side isn't going to be leaving it to their people in California. The other side is going to be rallying all of their resources nationally to crush them.
Right, right.
And we need to we need to be supporting it. We need to be fighting for that labeling.
This is interesting. I would have thought Monsanto and the like would have come out and said, GMO is good. Don't be afraid of GMO. But you're saying they're going to say this is going to destroy small family farms. And they're probably going to start little political action committees with names like saveourfarm.org. You know?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, well, they'll do both. I didn't mean to imply. They won't come out and say GMO is bad. I mean, there'll be ads about how GMO is going to feed the world.
Yeah.
There'll be ads about how GMO can provide increased nutrition. I mean, there'll be all sorts of pro-GMO. But they'll also be running ads about how this will impose such burdens and such complicated bureaucracy on food producers that they won't be able to comply and they'll go out of business.
Yeah, like they really care about that. No, nobody came out when that animal tagging thing was coming down the pipe and the poor farmers weren't going to be able to comply with that. Nobody cared about that.
Oh, well, the big industry supported it.
Yeah.
It's not that they didn't care. They loved it.
It's just so ridiculous.
But they'll be playing both lines. I mean, they'll be trying to tell everyone how wonderful GMOs is, but they'll also be saying, well, this is confusing. It's badly written. You won't be able to know, and it'll put restaurants out of business because how will restaurants comply? They will play every, you know, the protector of small business.
You know, I have a friend who works for Brown-Forman, and he told me that up until now, Brown-Forman has purchased exclusively non-GMO corn for their mash, but next year, they're changing that. They're going to be producing all of their alcohol that use corn, they're going to be using GMO corn. Now, I never even thought about this before. We were talking about GMO, and he's in that line of work where they brew, you know, they actually make the bourbon and all that sort of stuff. And he said, well, you know, we're going to be using GMO corn next year. I says, what do you mean? He goes, well, we've traditionally not, we've avoided GMO corn, but now we're going to be using it. And
it's gotten
like,
too hard to avoid. There's too much of it.
Well, not only that, but I'm sure that they've been offered incentives. Well, if you start buying GMO, it's cheaper, and then that means the profit by bottle goes. You know, it's got to be a mathematical equation for them. Let's face it.
Well, and it's also, but again, I'm working right now. We're looking at, there's a lawsuit, where Monsanto has been sued by a coalition of farmers and farmer organizations to invalidate the patents and protect these farmers against patent infringement lawsuits. And, you know, it's amazing. When I read through Monsanto's brief, it reads like it's just the simplest thing in the world to avoid contamination. I mean, if a farmer doesn't want to have GMO stuff on their property, it's easy. Swear to that after reading their brief.
Yeah, build a balloon over your property.
But the reality is, when you start crunching the numbers and you start looking at the scientific studies, the bottom line is it is impossible. I'm so sorry.
It's impossible
to avoid contamination.
Right.
Because widespread.
Because pollination is a natural process of nature. I have a rosemary plant that sweet basil is growing in the pot next to, because the sweet basil plant is across from it. You know, how did that happen? I didn't plant sweet basil in there. It just got there on its own, and that's how the pollination of GMO corn occurs across a field.
Exactly. You know, you start looking at the science on what it takes, and, you know, corn, soy, canola, the level of contamination, you know, if you take huge efforts and you create big buffer zones, in other words, you have to have a really big field to start with so you can have a big buffer zone,
right?
You know, then you might be able to keep it down to only, you know, 0.5%.
If you're doing a thousand acre
field with a really big buffer zone.
Right. And I was just going to say, but the fact that it's just down to a certain percentage still means that there is some cross-contamination. And with every passing year, it's going to get more and more and more and more and more until your whole crop is GMO again.
And that is, I believe, the intention behind, you know, what they're doing with GMO crops. If they can force them out there and they can hold us off long enough, I mean, this is a waiting game in some ways for them. If they can hold us off long enough and allow the GMO crops to spread, at some point, the damage is irreversible.
Yeah, it's too late now. We can't do anything about it now. That's it. Yeah, exactly.
It's a self-replicating technology. And unfortunately, you know, I don't think we're that far from that point. I don't think we've reached it yet. I think there is still time to stop this. But it is getting darn close to the point that it won't be possible to stop it because of the biological processes. We have got to start turning the tide on this GMO fight.
And again, to come full circle, this battle in California could actually help that, because obviously if things are start getting marked GMO and non-GMO, the same argument that we just made about, you know, well, gee, what's in my milk if that milk is organic and hormone-free, what's in my milk? Those questions start rising up. Well, gee, why do I have to know if it's GMO? What's wrong with GMO?
Well, I mean, in California is such a huge market. I mean, for the rest of the country to look and go, well, the Californians get to know if it's GMO or not GMO.
Right.
I mean, this will be a national fight, and I can't stress that too much. You know, I don't care if you're in Vermont, Georgia, or Texas. You know, if you have any concern about GMO, you need to be paying attention to California, and you need to be doing everything you can. You know, let your friends in California know, put it out through your networks, financially support the effort.
How do we financially support the effort? Who do we send money to?
I think there'll be several groups who are working on it, and there'll be different angles on different groups. At this moment, the group I know who's working on it the most is Organic Consumers Association.
And they come on the show. I can't think of her name. Alexis. Yeah, from Millions Against Monsanto is the other website that they use. But she I'm going to have her on the show here, if not this week, next week, and we're going to talk more about this. This is important. This is
absolutely
really important.
Absolutely.
Talk about the 5th Annual Farm and Food Leadership Conference. What do you do there? What will people learn?
So I'll start with GMOs. We've got some incredible speakers on GMOs about the latest science, because there's some really terrifying stuff out there about what's really happening with these crops and about what people can do about it, whether they're consumers, whether they're farmers. We'll have actually the lead attorney on that lawsuit against Monsanto.
Really?
He's coming to speak. We'll have and that's the theme. So we'll have, you know, GMO, it'll be the information. Here's the hard facts. And here's what you can go do. Here's, as a consumer, things you can do as a buying choice. As an activist, here's things you can do to support in the legislature. We're going to have a discussion on raw milk. We'll have a wonderful panel talking about raw milk and how we can start fighting back on the negative media messages that are out there about raw milk and start getting the truth about raw milk out there. We'll have speakers about what's going on with the farm bill, because there's a big farm bill fight coming up, you know, and we need people active on that.
Right.
We've got John Eichert, who, if you haven't bumped into him, is amazing. He's an economics professor. And, yeah, I know, economics professor, my eyelids start drifting down too. But he's not. He's incredibly powerful, passionate speaker, and he's done a huge amount of work on the economics of small farms and sustainability. And, he wrote a book called Small Farms Are Real Farms. I mean, it's the idea that we have to have an economic system that supports and works for these systems, because ultimately it's the only thing that works in the long run.
Right, right.
So
right.
he's going to be giving a keynote on the whole economic angle and how our food supply became so corporatized around cheap food. We'll have discussions on food safety. We'll have a screening of Farmageddon.
I've heard of Farmageddon. I'm not sure what the movie is about. How long has it been out?
It's just come out a month ago.
Okay.
It's a documentary by Kristen Canny, who's a raw milk mother.
Okay.
Up in Massachusetts. And when she started hearing from the farmers about what was going on with these farm raids, she got angry and she went and made a documentary.
Good for her. I've got to have her on the show.
She's fabulous. You really should. She's an incredible woman. And it covers what's going on with these raids on these co-ops and these farms and what the government's trying to do to small farms.
Oh.
It's a really powerful piece, and we will be the first Texas screening of it.
That is cool. That is cool. So you'll get to see that if you attend the conference.
So I mean, the goal is, you know, if you want to learn about what's going on with our food supply and our farms, specifically about the government's interaction, you know, how this fits into what's going on legally with the regulatory system, with the enforcement, you know, and what you can do about it. And I know I've said that at least 10 times now.
Right.
But that's our goal. Because the first year we held this conference, it didn't have that piece. It was a wonderful conference. We all loved it. And everyone walked away and said, so now what? So ever since, the goal is you walk away and you don't say, so now what?
Right.
You walk away and you've got that and you go, here's what I'm going to be doing.
Right, right. I love it. I love it. Well, there you go. So attend the 5th Annual Farm and Food Leadership Conference, September 12th and 13th. It will be at the Pearl Stable in San Antonio, Texas. If you go to farmandranchfreedom.org, you can get all the information you need. Judith, always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Carl. I love talking with you.
Okay, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Mark McAfee on, and he's going to give us a report from Ground Zero. What happened at Rawsome? Why did it happen? Did they deserve it? Maybe they did. We're going to find out in a minute. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com. Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com. HyperGainRadio.com and click the HyperGain banner ad today. HyperGain, the case against creatine starts now.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter Urethane Series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're actually waiting for Mark McAfee to get on the line right now. I'm on hold in my ear. He knows that we're on the phone waiting for him. And hopefully we'll have him on here in just a second. I'm going to play this song for now. Just give me a couple seconds and we should be able to go forward with the show.
Here I go.
Okay, welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We've got Mark McAfee on the line. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing terrific. Good to be with you.
Pleasure, pleasure. Unfortunate reason for us to get together, what happened with Rawsum. I want to get into the bottom of this. I know that you were there, actually. Sally Fallon told me that you went down to visit the site of the raid, and you probably have a lot of the details of what actually happened. Now, I'm confused, Mark. Raw milk is legal to sell in California, is it not?
It's completely 100% legal, but you've got to jump through some incredibly tough and very, very expensive regulatory burdens to be able to do so. And that's what I do at Organic Pastures Dairy. We serve about 400 stores and about 50,000 people a week. It's about a $6.5 million business that's growing at almost 20% per year. It's vibrant. But what Rawsum was doing was a personal contract between a farmer and a consumer serving raw milk, and the state of California brought it on themselves. They thought that was illegal and just crushed them with a huge, multiple conspiracy theory, felonies and all kinds of stuff, and incarceration for a couple of days. Pretty ugly thing.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand this. Are we talking about, were they doing like a cow share program? Is that what they were doing?
Correct. They were doing a co-producer relationship where they actually owned the farm and the goats and the cows at the farm, and brought that milk to their membership-only private co-op to be distributed to the members who own the milk. And I support that 100%. In fact, in Colorado, that's the only way you can get raw milk.
Well, here too.
Kind of system.
I was joking. I had Judith McGeary on a little while ago. I got out of the gym this morning. My favorite post-workout drink is a half gallon of raw unpasteurized milk. I've got it sitting here next to me. I am part of a cow share program. I actually own two shares of two different cows so that I can buy an abundance of milk and cream and everything else. So
yep.
that's the only way you can get it in most states. But and so does California not recognize the cow share approach? Do you have to do the market milk approach exclusively?
The California Department of Food and Agriculture has taken upon themselves through their legal beagles, their attorney general's office, that is their interpretation of California state law. Interestingly enough, some of the district attorneys that CDFA has gone to try to prosecute these cow share programs will not prosecute.
Bravo.
Because, in fact, the milk is so clean, and, of course, there's local relationships between DAs and various different citizens around the state. So CDFA is having a hard time globally oppressing every cow share program in California, but they took full advantage of Rawsum and just smashed them. They took a one-year sting operation. I'm sure it cost them $1 million to do it. And just smashed them. I threw them in jail. Terrible, terrible felony charges. I mean, conspiracy, all kinds of ugly things is a message to be sent.
This is such an abuse of power. Not only abuse of power, but this is so irresponsible. The state of California has its challenges financially right now. To waste the taxpayers' money to go after a food co-op, who was at the helm of this idiocy? Tell me.
Well, we have Karen Ross, who is the Secretary of Agriculture, who kind of sits at the top of this thing. But in CDFA, the California Department of Food and Agriculture, there's many, many heads of the snake. They do things like putting raw milk in the milk pool. I'm required to put $25,000 a month into a milk pool I cannot participate in as a raw milk producer. All the other dairies, the 1,750 dairies in California, participate in a milk pool. All milk is combined physically together. I mean, they put it in big milk tanks and pasteurize it. I can't buy a drop of that milk because all of our milk is raw and all of our milk has to come from our dairy. And that's one of the egregious things they do. But there's lots of things they do to try to oppress raw milk in California. It's really wrong.
Okay, so tell me the guy's name again, the Secretary of the Agriculture Department.
Yeah, her name is Karen Ross.
Karen.
But there's also
Ken
Dr. Stephen Beam, who's the chief. He's the PhD. He's the chief of the dairy food.
Let's stay with Karen for a second, because she's the top of the pyramid over there. She's the one who would have had to have said, yes, let's invest some amount of money of the taxpayers' dollars to create a sting operation for this food co-op here.
Actually not. She's newly appointed as of this year, and this raid started, this whole inspection, this whole undercover sting operation started last year, a year ago, prior to her even getting into office.
So who was our predecessor?
This is an FDA deal. FDA.
Okay, so, why would the local government and the FDA take such a harsh approach to a small food co-op? I've heard that they destroyed all their inventory. whether it, you know, I mean, I'm talking about produce and everything. Why would they?
They threw away the mangoes. They threw away the mangoes.
Why? Why would they do something like this? This is an atrocity. This is an atrocity.
Of course it is. Well, here you have to understand this. If you've seen the movie Food Inc.
Yes, I have.
Or the movie Farmageddon, you'll understand what the hell we're talking about here.
Right.
This is about the collusion between the large corporations in America, the Dean's Foods, the Tyson's, the DFAs, the big processors of America. And there's an old saying that's very apt here. When you control the milk, you control the market. Well, guess what? When the raw milk gets out there, guess what? It's out of control milk. It's rogue milk. It's going from a farmer directly to a consumer, and it doesn't cause allergies. It doesn't cause lactose intolerance like processed milk does. It's bad news for processors because they don't get the grimy hands and the greed of it and don't get to take any nutritional value out of it. Consumers rejoice because they got all the food. They're fully nourished by it, and the farmer's fully paid. It's ripping off the processors. What a greater place to rip off than rip off the processors. That's what raw milk is all about. And the FDA, CDFA, and all the government regulatory agencies protect processors' interests, as you know, by Food Inc. revolving door.
You know, I never understood how powerful milk was until I had a guest on the show. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Dr. Matt Andre. And I think it was he who told me that the number one reason that people, go back into the market every couple days is to get milk. And while they're there, the domino effect of other purchases occur. When people don't go to the market to get their milk, they also don't go to the market to get their other things. I'm a perfect example of this. I buy my raw and pasteurized milk and butter and cream from my CowShare program, and I buy everything else from a farmer's market of one type or another. I don't go to the grocery store for anything except cleaning supplies in this day and age. So I can see why they're so afraid. I can see.
Yep. Well, when you dollar vote as a consumer and you say, oh, I'm not going to buy processed foods anymore, and you dollar vote for unprocessed whole foods directly from farmers, you change our economic basis of this country. You actually bankrupt Big Ag. You bankrupt GMOs, pesticides, antibiotics, all that crap they're doing, the poor animal treatment, CAFO operations. You bankrupt them because you will not put your money there anymore. You dollar vote for the local farmer, which is very, very Jeffersonian. It's democratic. It's great for the soil. It's great for the farmer. It's great for the animal. It's great for everything. It keeps the money local. It's a fantastic way to spend your money, and it's fantastic for your immune system and your health. Well, let me tell you what. That's scaring the living hell out of the current paradigm, which is bankrupting America through their health, as well as outsourcing jobs to other countries. And this is a wonderful way to have a protest and nobody gets shot.
Right. And I've said that a million times on the show. You vote with your dollar. Look, Mark, we have
to
take a quick commercial break because we were late getting you on the air. When we come back, I want you to give me a snapshot of what actually took place over there at Rawson. We're talking with Mark McAfee. It's pronounced McAfee or McAfee?
McAfee.
We're talking with Mark McAfee from Organic Pastures. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Branch chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance. And it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical. But it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Take a better dance now. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Mark McAfee from Organic Pastures. We're talking about the Rawsome Raid, a dramatic abuse of power, a dramatic waste of taxpayers' dollars in the state of California, a state right now that is financially challenged. Shame, shame on anyone that was associated with doing this. To that, they could have walked in there and written them some summonses or tickets or done any of those sort of things. Instead, what did they do, Mark? Is it true that they kicked in the door like a SWAT team?
9 or 10 in multi-agency task force, or 9 or 10 agencies, the FDA, CDFA, the Health Department, Police Departments, FBI, it was everybody that's anybody that's involved with food and investigations and criminal investigations in L.A. and in California and nationally were there. And, yes, they came in with guns drawn. They disconnected all the photographic surveillance cameras. They forced everyone to leave the premises. They locked down the premises. They backed a huge truck into the operation and stripped the entire place of its inventory, including legal foods that were retail approved. And products that they thought were farm direct and improperly labeled. They threw all the milk down the drain. They all had bulletproof vests on, their pistols and the whole bit. Pointed guns at people, did all kinds of stuff, threatened, raised their voices, acted like a bunch of asses. Totally totalitarian fascist pigs is what, that's what they did.
And so
and they did it after a year.
James Stewart.
They did it after a year of collecting information, including undercover sting operatives that signed contracts saying that they were not FDA agents. They lied.
Oh, you mean they became part of the CalShare program?
They became part of the CalShare program, and the documentation for the private membership organization specifies that it says you embrace bacteria, you want the bacteria in the milk, and that you are not a federal or state agent. And they signed this declaring that they were not, when in fact they are. And I guess it's okay. Our government allows the cops to lie and get away with it.
Oh, yeah, listen, I just talked about that on Friday's show. Do you know that one of the big drug cartel kingpins was recently arrested, and he has given up all sorts of information, including the fact that he was given safe passage of his drugs into the United States for snitching on his competitors to government agencies. So, you know what? The government is just as corrupt as the people that it claims to have oversight on. So it's a disgusting
situation.
Oh,
you know what? You just started to scratch the surface. The government and the FDA are the biggest drug pushers in the entire world. More people die from legal drugs than they do from illegal drugs by a long shot when it comes to the pushing of these pharmaceutical medications that are highly toxic. You know, look at these drugs. And you get it, you know. Avandia killed 87,000 Americans over a 7-year period of time.
Right.
The diabetic drug approved by the FDA is still on the market.
Right. No one went to jail for that at the FDA.
No.
Let's talk about raw milk in California for a second, because, you know, California seems to be one of the more progressive states when it comes to this sort of stuff. There are three grades of raw milk in the state of California, correct?
I always say there's two kinds of raw milk in California. There's raw milk intended for human consumption, which is strictly regulated, has to pass pasteurized milk standards without being pasteurized. That's what we produce. And then there's raw milk for pasteurization, which is a commingled CAFO milk, which has got all kinds of bad bugs in it, and it's got to be pasteurized because if you have a depressed immune system, it's going to make you sick.
So what is guaranteed and market milk and all that sort of stuff as it relates to the classification of raw milk?
That's all old American Association of Medical Milk Commission certified milk. It's no longer in existence. We only have two kinds now. It's called Grade A Market Milk.
Right.
And that's what we produce at Organic Pastures Dairy and Clarabel Dairy, which is the other dairy in California that's approved to do so. And then there's the Grade A milk pasteurized.
Okay.
And ours, obviously, is checked for pathogens. We have food safety protocols. You have to have very, very low bacteria counts. We have to have TB testing of our cows and all that kind of stuff. That milk has to come from our cows to our on-farm creamery and can never be commingled or collected from any other dairy. The other stuff, my God, the bacteria counts can be sky high. They never, ever test for pathogens, bad bacteria in there, and they rely solely on the step of pasteurization to render it. Yeah.
What is now, for those of us out there neophytes, what is considered, is it true that 10,000 bacteria per milliliter is considered an acceptable range for raw milk?
After pasteurized milk, after you pasteurize milk, it's reached 165 degrees or 161 degrees, 15, 20 seconds, you can have up to 20,000 living bacteria per milliliter under the federal standard. In California, it's under 15,000.
Okay.
But the bottom line is, that's how many living bacteria are allowed in pasteurized milk after it's pasteurized. And you can have up to 10 coliform levels or 10 coliforms per milliliter after pasteurized. Well, Organic Pastures Dairy has to comply with those numbers in order to sell our milk raw. Now, remember, the raw milk that goes in to be pasteurized, you can have hundreds of thousands of bacteria, all the pathogens in the world, and all, you know, over 1,000 coliforms or more. It's just it's a phenomenally filthy milk that goes on to be pasteurized. Where raw milk is extremely clean.
Right.
It's often said that you can't, you know, pasteurization doesn't clean milk. It just kills filthy milk. Raw milk is clean milk that is wonderfully biodiverse, extremely clean, delicious, doesn't cause lactose intolerance, doesn't cause allergies, and it's people are fighting over it because they want more and more of it. Kids thrive on it. It doesn't cause allergies. It doesn't cause asthma. It doesn't cause all the ear infections and inflammation in their bodies like pasteurized milk does.
Right.
That's why we have a bloodbath going on right now across this country where you have this Food Inc. oppression using the police state with the FDA to hold people, down, to hold the farmers down, to hold the consumers down so they can't get enough power up to be able to access raw milk to change laws. Whenever you go to try to change a law at a legislature, guess what? The FDA shows up saying, oh, raw milk kills people. No, it hasn't. The last people who died from raw milk was back in the
1800s. Right.
Let me tell you, people don't die from raw milk.
Right. What happened to the gentleman who ran the food co-op, Rawson?
James Stewart.
Yeah. Is he still in jail?
No. He spent, I believe it was 48 hours in jail. He was released on $30,000 of bail. And he had a gag order. He could not speak of anything related to raw milk, Rawson, or anything. A complete gag order, which is a stripping of the First Amendment rights, which is an outrage in its own right.
What judge issued a gag order to him? Do you know the judge's name?
Katza, or I can't remember his name. It started with a K-A-T-H something.
Okay.
But yeah, there's a judge down there. But that's the same judge that reduced his bail from $126,000 down to $30,000 because he said it's kind of outrageous that you have multiple conspiracies on the same charge. He says I get one conspiracy charge per, and instead of having three or four conspiracies, only one.
Right.
But a conspiracy to do what? Commit a misdemeanor and selling raw milk? That's an outrage.
Right, right. Was this judge outraged about this at all? Did he seem disenchanted with the whole process? Like, what are these people doing here?
As he sat on the bench, it was very interesting to see him talk. The prosecutor was trying her very, very best. Her name was Kelly something. Trying her very, very best. Her chips were all in. She'd been involved in this investigation for a year, and her ego was on the line. She was trying to keep him in jail for weeks. She did not want to release from jail any way she could, and fought like crazy to keep him in jail. And said that, you know, he had sold eggs that were unrefrigerated. And in California, those are the eggs that people wanted. They didn't
right.
want refrigerated eggs. They
right.
wanted fertile eggs. And so the bottom line is, they didn't get, the prosecutor did not get what she wanted. He got out of jail. He got a one quarter the amount of jail, a bail instead of 126, it was 30,000. And, there's a pretty egregious set of criteria for him to stay out of jail, though. He can't speak of any of this. He can't sell any milk. He can't open up his store. It's basically a very oppressive hand, you know, foot on the throat, so to speak, of raw milk in that particular venue.
And now he has to be arraigned. Yeah, I mean, well, not arraigned. He has to go to court now and fight this, I would imagine. This is not
yes.
the end of his story, right?
No. This is the beginning of the story. And I doubt it ever gets to trial because I don't think any jury will ever convict on the charges that have been brought against this guy. He's a great guy, no criminal history whatsoever, beloved by the community, a tremendous amount of outreach and work he's done for nonprofits and other wonderful people. He's got movie stars behind him. He's got people. He's got police officers. He's got all kinds of people that buy that milk or get that milk from their membership at that organization. So I don't think that's ever going to get to trial. I think this is a major, major scare tactic, and the FDA is going to try their very best to keep him, in trouble. But I don't think it's going to ever get through the courts in LA because the will just not there to prosecute or to actually indict.
This is really an atrocity. This is sad. It's just, Judith was telling me.
This is a sentinel event. This is the straw that will break the camel's back in terms of people saying, hey, it's time to shoot back. We're going to dollar vote. We're going to get in their face. We're not going to put up with this crap anymore. This is the end of the road for this kind of oppression.
I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want you to tell my listeners what they need to do, what they can do to let their opinions be known. We're talking with Mark McAfee from Organic Pastures. Visit his website, organicpastures.com. Today, we will be right back with more Superhuman Radio. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Creatine is by far the most popular ergogenic supplement on the market today, bar none. What if I told you that there's an even more effective way to build explosive strength and that good old creatine was not the answer? Well, now there's Hypergain. Hypergain is completely safe and has zero side effects. In fact, AS Research is so convinced that Hypergain will change the way you feel about creatine that they're willing to give you a free 30-day supply just to prove it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Hypergain banner ad today. Hypergain. The case against creatine starts now. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. Creatine.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest is Mark McAfee with Organic Pastures. He actually went down to Southern California to visit the folks from Rawesome to give some assistance, as Sally Fallon explained it to me. And, Mark, what can we do? I mean, we, you know, part of the frustration we've been talking about on this show, throughout the whole show, there's been a common theme. As people, we feel disenfranchised. We hear about these atrocities, but what can we do? What can we actually do to change the tide, to let these individuals who do these sort of things know that there is now a public outcry for their stupidity and the idiocy of these
sure.
actions?
Well, I'll tell you what, there's a couple of things I would strongly recommend, and these are golden, powerful, powerful American things we can do. Number one, if you're called for a jury trial and you're a jury, you think twice about just going with the flow. And if cops are beating people up, cops are doing ugly things, slap huge fines and they will change their policies. As jurors, we change American precedent. We set the law. So whatever it is, when we go become jurors, we are the American policy. And I tell you what, we can only look at ourselves. If we see policy bad in this country, whether it be police brutality or whether it be brutality against raw milk or consumers' rights, it's the jurors that set the tone. If they put up with it, we're going to get more of it. If they don't put up with it, we won't get less of it. The other thing we can do, it's very, very, very important, is simply dollar vote. Don't spend another dollar on highly processed foods. Buy directly from a farmer, buy raw milk, and don't fund this process. Do not fund processed foods. Those are powerful things we can do that are very, very passive. They don't require you to go out and become an activist, but I tell you what, that's extremely powerful financial activism that cannot be oppressed by our government. There's no way to get out to millions and millions of grassroots people except for denial of access to raw milk. And denial of access is a process that you simply find it and fund it. Go out and find raw milk, fund it. Get to know your farmer, get to know your food. USDA even has a protocol called, initiative called Get to Know Your Farmer, Get to Know Your Food. But when farmers do it, they get thrown in jail.
Right.
So we need to actually be very active in economic, dollar voting. Very, very powerful. Very, very powerful.
The other thing
we can do is
just simply show up,
be there, blog, come physically be present, chant, be media interviewed, just be an American, be involved, don't disengage yourself, engage yourself, and always, always, go to the legislative process. If there's hearings, attend those hearings. Speak your piece. Our voted in legislature wants to hear your opinion. I'll tell you what, behind the back door, the lobbyists are very active from the big ag industry. The people need to speak their piece and let mothers that are breastfeeding and mothers that need good nutrition for their families to speak their piece and be heard. Very, very powerful.
What happened at the, on the Los Angeles County courthouse steps when they had the, I think about 150 people showed up. A show of support for what happened to Rawesome. Did it get good news coverage?
Absolutely. There was 12 news coverages there. We had Russian TV, RT TV, we had KTLA, we had NBC4, we had CBS, we had channels 3, 4, 5, 7. We had National Public Radio. I mean, there were writers there. There was a couple hundred people there. I was there. I made a speech. I could talk to people all day long. I brought a bunch of raw milk for free. I gave to everybody, which they enjoyed, from Organic Pastures Dairy. I pledged to be able to give Rawesome all the raw milk that they need that was legal so they could continue to operate. and I hope that in the next week or two they'll be able to reopen at that location or another location. The judge has actually permanently stopped sealed that location to not allow anybody to operate there unless they have legal food and permits. So they're having a hard time because what they're trying to do is force Rossum to participate in a retail environment when Rossum was never a retail environment.
Right.
They were a private buyer's club.
Right. Right. I agree. It's terrible. Now, Mark, you yourself and your family, I mean, your dairy started with your grandparents, correct?
Correct. We're fourth generation or now fifth generation. My grandson's being born, yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Have you had any run-ins with Monsanto at all? I mean, I've heard stories about Monsanto trying to squelch dairy farms who promote organic because they don't want this notion that, you know, hormone-free milk is any better than the milk that you can buy elsewhere, especially because they used to make that bovine growth hormone. Have you ever had any run-ins with any of these large industry giants because of your prominence in California?
I have not. No, I don't use BST hormones. I speak against them constantly. Many California dairies have stopped using them because they cause infertility in the cows. They can't get the cows to breed back. They get to breed the first time, and then that's it. The cows are the hamburger after a year and a half because they can't get them to breed back. The dairy industry is beginning to reject Monsanto and their BST, but Monsanto has reemerged in the other thing with the whole GMO stuff with seeds. Bottom line is, Monsanto is Satan. Period. End of story. They are Satan, ugliest, most pathogenic organization on the face of this earth. And God will have something to say someday. But I tell you what, we cannot buy things that are you know, encouraged by them or in any way endorse or support them because they're killing us. They're doing in this greed-based...
I laughed when you said Satan because I refer to Monsanto as Monsatan on the show quite often. So
absolutely. Absolutely.
Mark, we talked a little while ago about the fight that's going on to get GMO labeling approved in California. Are you involved in that at all? Are you helping out?
I am. I'm very much part of that. And you know what's interesting is they're fighting against it tremendously because they know that people will dollar vote against GMO.
Right.
And if you don't label it, how are people supposed to know where the heck to go to get away from it? That's the problem, is if you just put it in front of them and it's generically labeled and there's no GMO warning, then the GMOs are going to be consumed and people won't know how to avoid them. So GMO labeling is phenomenally important, and I hope that legislation will pass.
It said that you need about 800,000, names in order to get it on the ballot. Is that correct? Do you know about that?
I don't know the exact detail, but that sounds about right.
Okay. So how long do you have to gather this group of names?
Well, they're working on it now, and there's a lot of activity going on, and I hope that this legislation gets introduced in the next period, which will be starting January 1st.
Yeah. I mean, we were just talking about the impact would be nationally. If you guys can get it on over there, it would really make a big difference.
Yes.
So this the whole nation's eyes are on California for this one here. This could be, as Judith McGeary said, this is the battle of the decade. If we can get this on, it's a game changer. It really is.
Yes, it is. And it basically says people should know what they're eating so they can choose what they're eating.
Right.
If they want to eat GMO, knock yourself out. But if you don't, then you should have the right to be able to see what you're eating and then not eat it. And that's the bottom line. The bottom line is people are denied the opportunity to understand what it is they're eating. That's wrong.
I remember reading an article one time when there was a battle for raw milk in California was waging again this past couple years ago. And I remember, I know you were obviously a vocal advocate of raw milk, and you had written, or someone had written, that out of X amount of gallons or servings of raw milk that had been sold by Organic Pastures Dairy over some period of time, you know, that there were no outbreaks of illness or anything like that. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Well, since we started in 2000, that's 11 years, almost 12 years ago now, there's been no pathogen ever found in our raw milk products ever, or in our cow's manure, or in our creamery. So it's not like it's random that, you know, you're going to get a pathogen in raw milk. That's a big scare tactic put on by Big Ag and CDFA to keep markets from understanding what's going on.
Right, right. I agree. What can people do to help Rossum? And then I'll let you go. I know you're busy over there.
I'll call you back on my radio talk show. Call you back in 5 minutes.
Yeah, and I'm gonna let you go because I know you're busy, and I appreciate you taking the time to come on. What can people do to help Rossum? Is there anything we can do to help Rossum? Has there been a fund set up for them or anything like that?
I believe there is. I believe there's a fund, and I believe if you go to the website, you'll see all kinds of opportunity there. The blogs, everything's gone crazy. And I'm sorry to say I do not have a button that I can tell everybody to go to, but there's a lot of action going on, and people, if they want to get engaged, it's easy to do it. Support James and Sharon and Victoria for their martyrism and what they've done here. This is an egregious act by our government against its people and its farmers, and there's going to be some serious payback here because a dollar voting is going to take them out.
What is Rossum's website? Do you know what it is?
I don't.
Okay.
It's Rossum.com.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to let you go because I know you're busy. I appreciate you coming on the show, and maybe we can get an update from Sally Fallon as things progress. I'm going to find Rossum's website in the meantime when we come back from the break. Mark, thanks so much for being on the air.
You bet. Thanks for carrying this message.
Okay, thank you. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, I'm going to try to find Rossum's website. There's got to be something we can do to help them out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
R-E-N-I-N.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscle's N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at NeedToBuildMuscle.com.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861 4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Branch chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The 3 amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at TrueProtein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to TrueProtein.com and get your BCAAs.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio.
It was a moonlit night.
And it was a moonlit night. In Old Medico.
I walked alone between some old adobe hussies.
Rossum, you know, I can't find the Rossum Foods website. I found some Rossum Food Canadian company. but that's not who we're looking for. But interestingly enough, I found out that Rawson was raided once before, June 30th of 2010. There was an article written about Rawson Foods, a private food buying club in Venice, California, was besieged by gun-toting agents. They stole computers, raw dairy products, and honey. I mean, they just ripped everything out of the place once before. This is amazing. What this is? This is almost like, I mean, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, the RICO Act, racketeering. When you do something over and over again, it should have a greater punishment than when you've done it once. And I think that these agencies in California, including the FDA, if they're involved, really need to be called on the carpet for this one. I mean, this is ridiculous. Anyway, we will find out. I'll find out how to help Rawson. I think that if any of us can throw a couple dollars at them for their defense fund or whatever, it'll be well worth it. I want to thank Judith McGeary for coming on the show today and talking about both the GMO fight in California and other examples of the government's overreaching approach to trying to punish small family farms. I know a lot of you probably listen to the show and think, well, this is really not what I want to hear. But you know what? We talk about the importance of proper nutrition on this show. And if the government has its way, you will have nothing that is even classified as proper nutrition. Because it'll all be junk coming from companies like Monsanto and Cargill. So, all right, we'll have a great show for you tomorrow, I promise. See you then.